Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mahoney. Do you have your member ID card?
Yep, I have it right here in the FEP Blue app. See?
Great.
It's awesome. The app can also help me find a provider and keep tabs on my deductibles.
Okay, can I...
Oh, yeah, and my out-of-pocket spending and visit limits, and I can call the nurse line.
I'm really glad it does all that, but I only need to see your member ID card.
Oh, that's it? Why didn't you say so?
Fearless is just one tap away. With the new FEP Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you can access your health benefits on the go. Download it now at fepblue.org/app.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everybody, let's plate this dish on a Sunday, October 23rd. The Lions have done it again, ladies and gentlemen. What a wild football game at Ford Field earlier today. Indeed, on Locked On Lions, Matt Derry with you. We're discussing yet another Lions victory as Detroit has won three in a row. They sweep the homestand. They go 3-0 in the quarter, the second quarter, as Jim Caldwell would say, and they sit at 4-3 after a come-from-behind 20-17 victory over the Washington Redskins today at Ford Field. It was not a pretty game by any stretch of the imagination. It was not the most beautiful game to watch. This was a 3-3 game at the half where neither side on the offensive end could figure out what to do. The Lions gave up yards, but always seemed to find a way to get the football back as Matt Jones lost a couple of fumbles. Kirk Cousins lost a fumble in this game. Yet, when the chips were down and the money was on the table and it was winning time, once again, Matthew Stafford does it. 16 seconds to go. Stafford finds Anquan Boldin across the middle, coming from the left side, for the game-winning touchdown from 18 yards out. And yes, your Detroit Lions, during this three-game homestand, have knocked off two of the NFC East powers, Philly, who at the time was undefeated, and then Washington, who at the time had won four in a row. Lions 20, Redskins 17. Am I going to sit here on Locked On Lions right here on this podcast and say, hey, do you believe now? Or are you going to hop on the bandwagon now? I'm not so sure many of you are going to. I'm not so sure that you driving to work on Monday morning or maybe home from work on Sunday or wherever you are, I'm not so sure you're hopping on yet. Many of you refuse to give up on the notion that Jim Caldwell, by the Lions winning these games, it's going to help or hurt Jim Caldwell. Just enjoy what's going on now. And what's going on now is that you've got an MVP candidate on your football team. Yeah, I just said that. Matthew Stafford is an MVP candidate. He is single-handedly carrying this football team. Single-handedly carrying this Lions team with his performance right now. And again today, after the defense failed to even know where the football was on that last Redskins drive, including Kirk Cousins basically on an option play, rushing around right end, galloping to the end zone for a touchdown from 19 yards out. Kyle Van Noy had no clue where the ball was. None. Anthony Zettel over-pursued. And there it was with a minute to go. It looked like, yeah, you know, Lions, this aren't going to win this one. But remember, a minute five left and a kickoff. Lions marched right down the field, and Stafford, with ease, led the game-winning touchdown drive. Once again today, a Matthew Stafford with another passer rating day of over 100. As he goes 18 for 29, 266, a touchdown, no interceptions, sacked three times, but a passer rating of 103.5. It seems like every week this guy does something different. And despite not having Theo Riddick again today, and drop passes, especially in the first half, all over the place. Andre Roberts, one right in his breadbasket. Golden Tate, one he should have had. Stafford finds a way to play through that stuff. He hit Marvin Jones on a couple of beauties late. Late in the first half, and the Lions win the football game. They actually rushed the football decently today with Justin Forsett and Zach Zenner. Got near 100 yards rushing. For the Lions, that's good. And how about some credit to that offensive line? They kept Matthew Stafford, and yes, he was sacked three times, and he was pressured a lot with some blitzing from Redskins defensive coordinator Joe Barry. Hey, Joe Barry, it's me, Wob Parker. But in the end, at the end, when the Lions had to protect, the Redskins went a little soft defensively, and the O-line held up enough. With Graham Glasgow playing left guard and Laken Tomlinson being benched, the Lions find a way to win 20-17. You can tweet at me, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. I'll read some of your tweets coming up. Also, on the Facebook page, the fan page, the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook, as we give you a little recap of this Lions game today. Look, I'm not telling you they're Super Bowl contenders. I'm not telling you that this is a football team that all of a sudden you got to buy into, but it's fun. It's fun to know that you've got a guy under center right now that's having a special, special season. And when it was 17-13 after Cousins ran that in, did you have the same feeling I did? You might have. I had this feeling. A minute five to go? Yeah, of course Matthew Stafford's going to lead them down the field for a touchdown. They were down 17-13, so it wasn't like, well, Stafford can get a couple of chunk plays and Prater will try a 50-yarder. No, they had to get six. And to have the feeling, as a Lions fan, to think he's not going to be denied, he's not going to throw that bad interception like he did in Jim Schwartz's last season in, what, 2013? When he threw that pick, threw those picks against Baltimore and the Giants, you just kind of knew, yeah? Minute five, length of the field, no problem. Stafford will go 75 yards. Won't be an issue. And he did just that today. I mean, this is a team that defensively today wasn't all that bad. Played better. And yes, Kirk Cousins certainly had his, you know, had his moments throwing for 300 yards. His quarterback rating today was 107. He threw 39 times. The Redskins outrushed the Lions today. Jamison Crowder was everywhere. Seven catches for 108. The Lions again struggled to cover the tight end. Again, I hate to pick on Kyle Van Noy, but he's awful. He's awful. He couldn't guard Vernon Davis. Redskins didn't have Jordan Reed, and that's why where I thought the Lions were going to win this football game was because the Redskins didn't have arguably the best tight end in the NFC and Kirk Cousins' security blanket at tight end. And that was a huge factor today because, yes, you know, they spread the football around with 30 catches to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different receivers. But the Lions' defense, for some odd reason, when they need to make a play, they made it. And there's some luck on their side. And some Lions fans will say, oh, well, that's just typical of the Detroit media. That's typical of you, Diesel, or Matt, or whatever, that you're going to pick on the negative. The Lions got a lot of breaks today. When the Redskins fumbled, the Lions recovered. When Stafford fumbled in the third quarter, it bounced right back to him. When Stafford threw a ball into the end zone before the Prater field goal in the fourth that should have been intercepted, what was tipped at the last minute away, that was a break. It's a huge break for the Lions because that looked like it was going to be intercepted. The Lions are catching some breaks, but you know what? They're winning football games. And I know it was a three-game homestand, but when they were 1-3, nobody thought they'd sweep it. I didn't. I think you were going to knock off Philly, the Rams, and Washington. All of those teams came into Ford Field with winning records. And Matt Stafford and company knocked all of them off. And what can you say about Anquan Boldin making that play? What a signing by Bob Quinn this offseason. Yeah, Boldin only caught three balls today, but he catches a game-winning touchdown. He's been tremendous. And without Eric Ebron, he's kind of been that guy in the slot and over the middle that Stafford has needed. There's not been, you know, you can make the case that the three most valuable guys in this offense, not named Matthew Stafford, are Amir Abdullah for the run game and the speed that he offers, Theo Riddick for his versatility, and Eric Ebron for having to stretch the field and having to be a guy in the middle of the field. And yet, without all three of those guys, this team was on a three-game win streak, or a three-game roll, as Matt Shepard would say. This was a tremendous win. And again, caught some breaks. Washington missed a field goal. Hopkins is usually money. He doinks one off the left upright. There were some breaks today. But the defense stepped up. Darius Slay went out of this game with a hamstring injury. And for the entire second half, the Lions hung in there. And certainly at the end when the Redskins marched right down the field, you figured, all right, well, it's curtains on this game. And, you know, the defense in the second half, you know, gave up too many chunk plays, and again, don't cover people out of the backfield and aren't great underneath. And Washington put up 14 points, put up back-to-back touchdowns in the fourth quarter. The Kelly pass from Cousins and then the Cousins run, and you figured, oh, well, that's the defense without Slay. But you know what? I didn't think they were only going to hold Washington to 17 points. So you got to give it up to the defense for at least stepping up. And again, I'm stunned at the success that Stafford is having. And it's not that he can't do it. It's not that I didn't think he could ever do it. But he's doing it now with so many rookies up front, with so many guys injured. And he's just not being denied. And these passes are on the money and the plays that he's making. How many times when I was working at 105.1 did I say, man, Matthew Stafford must make plays. Okay, forget the offensive line. Forget all the complaining about the line and not getting any blocking. Just go out and make some plays. And that's what he's doing. He looks like Aaron Rodgers right now. It's been fantastic. Jeff Cavanaugh on Twitter, Matthew effing Stafford. IBN Watchdog tweets to me, at Dairy Speaks, who wants pizza? Ah, the infamous Matt Stafford line. Brandon Lefebvre, shout out, sent me a video all the way from Ontario, Ottawa, Ontario. His buddies jumping up and down. Joel Grubb writes in on Twitter, extend Stafford now. Oh, he's not going anywhere. The Lions are going to make him the highest paid quarterback in the league. Red Bear, 1974, do you believe? Tim B, Stafford is money. This is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Greg Epax, Van Noy is horrible. Never got a call all day. You know, Kyle Van Noy is just not good. The linebacking core needs help. And I got news for you. Cousins had a lot of time to throw today. Other than Kerry Hyder, was anybody getting in Kirk Cousins' face? Way too much time to throw today. The Lions are 4-3 without all these guys. Without Ziggy, without DeAndre Levy. Slay goes out with a hamstring. How are they doing this? It's crazy. Thank you for the tweets. This is just a quick Sunday podcast after a huge win. We'll talk extensively tomorrow about this football team and where they're going. We'll dive into the injuries. Hopefully nothing serious with Slay, although he sat, you know, the entire second half with that hamstring. And yes, the Redskins lost Josh Norman, so it's kind of a give and take. But boy, oh boy, Matthew Stafford leading the charge. The final drive, a minute to go, the length of the field to Anquan Boldin with 16 seconds left. It's exciting. This is all you want. This NFC is wide open. This league is wide open. All right? These teams can be had. I'm not saying the Lions are going to win any Super Bowls or anything like that, but you know what would be really cool? Is that they made a run. Minnesota lost today. You know, anybody watch the Giants and Rams this morning? It was terrible football. Terrible. These teams are all the same. You win, you can make a move. The Lions get healthy, who knows? They got to the playoffs, I think it'd be exciting. But Stafford's playing like an MVP right now. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Matt Derry with you, Locked On Lions, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.